Chapter 19. They didn't have a lengthy wait. An hour after they first achieved the summit, Ben saw the first clan members straggling out of the forest. Tassandra was at their head. As more and more emerged from the trees, Tassandra directed some to climb the hill, others to begin moving along the tree line surrounding it. Within a short time, men and women were reaching the summit and setting up bedrolls, and where possible, tents. Those below were emerging from the trees with hastily cut poles, whose ends they began to sharpen with long, slashing blades. Ben gulped. Suddenly it struck home. They were indeed at war, preparing fortifications to defend themselves. He'd been born during a war, and had fought through others as a boy and an adolescent. Now it was war again, however small its scale. He wondered if he was always to be involved in some war or another. Then he thought back over his father's history and knew the answer. His father was visible too, halfway down the hill. Luke sprang from stone to stone, landing, rocking back and forth on each perch, leaping to the next one within reach. Ben knew what he was doing, testing the terrain, giving himself home field advantage should enemies come against him. Ben heard Drola and Haliava asking the newcomers if they knew the reason for all the commotion, and finally getting their answer. "We're fortifying against the Night Sisters." Now, if Haliava was one of the Night Sisters, she would find a way to communicate the news to her fellow conspirators. But as Ben watched her from the corner of his eye, she did not immediately dash off on some pretext of an errand. Grim-faced, she met and took her daughter from Oleana, then set about erecting her own camp. Ben found Dion sitting on a boulder overlooking the southwest slope, tapping away on his datapad.
"What are you doing?"
"Composing a chronicle of the day so far." Dion didn't look up, and his tone indicated that he was concentrating mostly on his document.
"I'll be sending it to Yaliri and updating it as the night progresses."
"Why?"
"I could die tonight, Ben. Die alongside people who barely know me, a long way from home. I'd like for the people who care about me to know why."
"Oh."
As if suddenly deflated, Ben sat on a boulder nearby.
"I'm sorry."
"For what?"
"Sorry that we asked you for help. Well, that Han and Leia did, and that we asked you to stay behind."
"Don't be." Dion left off his typing for a moment to look at Ben.
"You know that when I was younger I wanted to be a Jedi, that I was tested and did some training."
"Yeah."
"I washed out. Not good enough with the Force." "I understood, but it still came down to being told that I just wasn't good enough. Not valuable enough."
Ben winced.
"That's not what it meant."
"I know that. But on an emotional level, that's exactly what it meant. Well, that's all right. I found other ways to make my life worthwhile. And now, just these last few days, I've been able to give the Jedi, the Grand Master of the Jedi, help that he couldn't get anywhere else."
He shrugged.
"If I die tonight, I want people to know that I didn't go out thinking there was no value to my life."
He turned his attention back to his datapad and began typing again. Ben turned to look over the last several dozen clan members straggling in from the forest. As with Dion, any of them might die tonight. Just because they wanted to take their clans, to take their culture in a new direction, one of their choosing. He felt cold anger settle across him. Anger for those like Jason Solo and the Night Sisters and the Sith. Those who valued their own goals so far above the very lives of ordinary people, like...
"Water."
He turned. Vistara stood before him. Around her neck was a leather strap supporting a crude leather container, a bucket of sorts, holding water. It rested against her hip. She dipped a long-handled wooden ladle into the water and offered it to him. He took it, drank, returned the implement to her.
"Can I ask you something?"
"I'll only lie. That or tell the truth."
"Where'd you get the credits?"
"What credits?"
"Enough credits to get your yacht fixed."
She smiled and shook her head.
I have no such fortune, and I have no yacht, and I have authorized no repairs.
There's really no point in lying. We found the yacht in Monarg's shop.
That's not my yacht.
Well, let's say the one that's yours by right of salvage, since it was abandoned in the Maw and you retrieved it.
Still not mine.
He sighed.
Really, Ben?
She returned the ladle to the bucket.
You shouldn't tell people you consider your enemies what you're thinking. Didn't your parents teach you anything?
She turned away and headed for a cluster of raining leaves a few meters away. Ben shrugged. Sure they had, but maybe he hadn't learned quite enough.